Are you or someone you know struggling with Tourette's syndrome? Frontier Institute is conducting a clinical research study of an investigational medication for Tourette's syndrome. An investigational medicine is yet not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. To see if you or someone you know qualifies for this study, call 509-458-2405. That's 509-458-2405. Frontier Institute. Better health, better care, lower cost. Everyone's talking about healthcare, but how much do you know? Better Health is brought to you in part by Frontier Institute. Explore the healthcare system and listen to experts with your host, Sulani Madsen, here on Better Health.
Well, welcome to today's conversation. And my guests today are Dr. Suzanne Allen from the University of Washington, and her full title is Vice Dean for Academic, Rural, and Regional Affairs for the UW. That's part of the WAMI, and it's part of the WAMI program. We'll get into that. And her new partner is from Gonzaga University, representing the Office of the President, is John Skloot. I had to look down to make sure I was getting the name right. John Skloot, who is Chief of Staff to President McCullough. Gonzaga and the University of Washington are teaming up this year for the first time, and this is a new partnership. I'd like to hear some more about it. Welcome, Dr. Allen and John.
Well, thank you, and we both really appreciate you hosting this radio show and inviting us to talk about this exciting new partnership. Before getting into the details of the partnership, I think it's really important, first and foremost, to talk about one of the primary focuses of the partnership, which is really the advancement of both institutions' commitment to this community and to the common good and health of this community and the region. That goal has really framed the entire conversation about the development of this partnership. And one of the things that I think that is important for people to understand is the model of the WAMI program, which is the School of Washington's, which is University of Washington School of Medicine.
And let's remind people what WAMI stands for. It's Dr. Allen?
Yes, thanks. So it stands for our Five-State Regional Medical Education Program. So the initials of WAMI are the five states that participate: Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. WAMI's been in existence since 1971, and the state of Wyoming saw the great results the other four states were getting, so they joined us in 1996 to create the second W.
Conveniently, that yes. worked out nice, yes. literally. Yeah.
And to follow up on that, it's important to note that the WAMI model is built on a community partnership model, and that Gonzaga University will now be the community partner in the Spokane region. And what that means from a real practical standpoint, the first main component of the agreement is that Gonzaga will partner with the University of Washington School of Medicine to continue providing medical education to students in Spokane. Gonzaga will provide dedicated educational space for the School of Medicine and their students on our campus. Gonzaga will provide the medical students with a full range of student support services. And Gonzaga faculty with relevant expertise will partner with UW faculty in the teaching of the foundations phase, which is the first 18 months of medical education. And I'll let our expert, Dr. Allen, speak more about that. And the faculty that participate will also be invited to participate in region-wide curriculum development conversations, which is an exciting component of this for our faculty.
And is that something the faculty's been really looking forward to?
We have a number of faculty that are very excited about this partnership and their potential to engage in a number of ways, one of which is actually teaching, classroom teaching, and the curriculum development.
Okay. And Dr. Allen, about the University of Washington's role in this partnership.
Yeah, so we're very happy to be partnering with Gonzaga. And as John mentioned, WAMI is all about partnerships. So we've been working here in Spokane and Eastern Washington since the beginning of WAMI back in the early 70s. And certainly without our clinical partners helping us, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. And in fact, this morning, the U.S. News and World Report rankings just came out for colleges. And the School of Medicine is number one again in family medicine and rural health. And that's 25 years that we've had that ranking consecutively, really since the rankings began. So we're pretty excited about that. And we're also number one in primary care, and that's 22 out of the last 23 years. They've only had that ranking for 23 years, but it's because of our partnerships that we're able to be successful like that. We know that having a partner in the community to really help make sure we're addressing the needs of the community makes a world of difference in the physicians that we actually produce to work in those communities. So having a partner like Gonzaga, who's been here in the community for over 120 years and is very dedicated to the community, certainly makes our work a lot easier when we have a partner like that.
What kinds of partners do you work with in other states?
Yeah, great question. So we have a university, a partner in each of our states. In Alaska, it's the University of Alaska Anchorage. In Idaho, it's the University of Idaho. Montana is Montana State, and University of Wyoming in Wyoming.
Okay, so this is your first venture into a partnership with a private university. Has that been challenging?
Sure. Well, it certainly created some great conversations, I think, about how can we make that public institution, private institution work. But I think the core values of both of our institutions are so well aligned to really be there to serve the public where we are that it made the conversations a lot easier since we have that shared vision.
Oh. Right, and I think certainly the focus on healthcare and certainly the recent rankings of the University of Washington and actually long-standing rankings of the University of Washington really focused on, I think, areas of medicine that have been underserved, particularly in rural communities, and the growing demand for physicians nationwide that everyone is acutely aware of. It really creates the need, and we look at that as an opportunity to really work together and break down some of the traditional barriers like the public-private barrier between institutions to really focus on really creating a top-ranked and top-tier medical education program that really can benefit this region.
Okay, I know one of the benefits is really intended to serve rural. We've touched on that a little bit. I do know a rural community that's recruiting right now, so I'll put in a plug for the town of Odessa. Dr. Linda is retiring, and they will be recruiting shortly. But that's a tough time for any small town clinic, a small hospital, is to try and find a physician who has that dedication and a passion for rural healthcare. How do you get your students out into the rural communities? What's your plan for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually have several programs at the University of Washington that really focus our students on rural or underserved. So the first program is called the Rural Underserved Opportunities Program, or the acronym for that we say is RUOP. That's a program that's been going on since 1989, and we now have over half of our class that participate in that every summer. So we'll probably be up around 140 or so medical students this summer who will be doing that. It's a clinical experience for students between their first and second year of medical school that allows them to go out and live and work in a clinical setting in rural communities. So we really appreciate all of the rural clinics who participate, because without our partners out in the rural areas, we would not be able to do that. The next program is called RITE, which stands for WAMI Rural Integrated Training Experience. That's an opportunity for students to spend 6 months of their clinical rotations. They have about 12 months of required clinical rotations. In their third year, about 6 months of that time they spend in that rural community. So that gives them a chance to really see what is it like to live and work in a rural community for a long period of time. You really get that continuity of care, that sense of really belonging in the community, and what you as a physician contribute to that community. And that program started in the mid-90s. And then our most recent program that really started back around 2010, we have another great acronym called TRUST, which stands for Targeted Rural Underserved Track. So these are students who are actually admitted into medical school as a TRUST student. So they apply saying that they're interested in rural and underserved and are accepted into that program. They're then matched with a continuity community, is what we call them. And they will go and spend time at that community before they even start medical school. They go back a couple of times in their first year and their second year. They do that RUOP experience between first and second year. They spend half of their third year and then go back for electives in their fourth year. So they really get to know that community across 4 years of medical school and really know what it is to serve that community as a physician. So because it's still a pretty new program, we don't have a lot of data yet about where these students will eventually go and work, but we know these students are going into the primary care fields that they need to be able to go and serve those rural communities.
One of the issues with the doctors settling into a rural community really is just it's understanding the rhythm of life. Mm-hmm. So that last program that you're talking about, that trust program, with that opportunity to be part of the community over a full year of seasons, but over 4 years, and kind of get an idea for what life really is like. 6 months doesn't quite do it. You don't hit all the highlights of the
right. The entire year.
You might miss Deutsches Fest if it was the wrong 6 months. Gonzaga has a history for outreach into the community as well. Are there some programs that you've thought about at Gonzaga University to where you can integrate UW medical students?
Oh, there certainly are, and as you pointed out, Gonzaga has a long and rich history of community engagement. That's certainly a key component of our mission and the education of our students. And in the conversations that we've had over the course of time with the University of Washington, one of the things that we have spent some time talking about is the community service activities already underway by the University of Washington School of Medicine students and their engagement with the community, and ways that we can really partner up our undergraduate students and certainly some of our science undergraduate programs with the University of Washington and their students, and really partner in that community outreach sense. And that's, again, an important component of this partnership for both institutions and our students.
Good. Well, we'll take a short break here and come back with a few more questions and learn some more about the program.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
Are you or someone you know struggling with Tourette's syndrome? Frontier Institute is conducting a clinical research study of an investigational medication for Tourette's syndrome. An investigational medicine is yet not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. To see if you or someone you know qualifies for this study, call 509-458-2405. That's 509-458-2405. Frontier Institute.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today, or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
Welcome back to the conversation, and this is our opportunity to talk about the future and what's coming up, what's down the road for this Gonzaga University of Washington Alliance.
We'll get to what's down the road. First, I want to go back a little bit in time, because when Gonzaga was first approached by the University of Washington to engage in this conversation about the potential for a partnership, we intentionally and I think quite thoughtfully engaged civic, community, and healthcare leaders in this conversation. Wanting to understand their priorities and the priorities for this community, and then hopefully try to work to make that happen. So when we talk about first steps of this partnership with the medical education that we'll start this fall, I'd say longer term, but hopefully it's actually in the shorter term, in the next couple of years, the continued development of a regional health initiative to focus on the development of research, interdisciplinary health teaching, and other joint educational and, again, service opportunities for our students in the community. In addition to the plan for a new facility to support not only the medical education program, but that research initiative. We certainly anticipate collaborations in science and engineering, potentially in business and entrepreneurship. And as we go along building this regional health initiative, we'll continue to listen to and hopefully continue to enjoy the support of our community through a community advisory board that we'll be forming to really advise the development of this initiative.
And what kind of people will you be looking for to serve on the community advisory board?
Certainly some community leaders in healthcare. We've been in conversation with Greater Spokane. They're very much supportive and have been since the onset of this conversation for this partnership and the larger initiative. So we're really looking for community leaders focused on healthcare, research initiatives, economic development in the region, and of course on the education of medical students.
And how does the University of Washington see this as a key part of their new initiative in Spokane?
Yeah, so working together with Gonzaga on how can we continue to advance and improve the health of the population over here in Spokane and Eastern Washington is really important to us. We're very happy that we'll be having our largest entering class here in Spokane of 60 medical students this coming fall, and having them on the Gonzaga campus in the Schoenberg Center, which is where we'll be located, is going to be a great location for the students as far as their learning. We'll have a total of 100 students here in the fall, 60 first years and 40 second year students who will be on the Gonzaga campus, as well as faculty who the University of Washington has teaching currently, along with the Gonzaga faculty who will be teaching. We're very excited to be working on how do we further kind of the research that we can do over here. We currently have the Institute for Translational Health Sciences has someone here in the community that works with UW as well as Providence, and we'll be working with Gonzaga now as we really look at how do we kind of expand that research.
How do those numbers of students compare to, say, 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, great question. So WAMI originally had students down in Pullman when our partner was Washington State University, and we had 20 students per year. Then in 2008, we opened a campus here in Spokane with Washington State University that had 20 students. So we've had 20 students, first-year students here in Spokane since 2008. That number went up to 40 2 years ago when the students from Pullman moved up to Spokane. And now we're going to be going to 60, which we're excited about. And hopefully if we have some additional legislative funding next year, we'll go up to 80 students per year here.
Okay. So what are the benefits that you're both seeing from this new expansion in Spokane?
So certainly from my perspective, being able to expand our class helps us to meet our ultimate goal, which is expanding the physician workforce to really serve the citizens of Spokane and Eastern Washington. We know that the more you're able to do training in a specific location, the more likely you are to work in that area. So having people do a lot of their training on the east side of the mountains, being able to get out into those rural communities makes a big difference. Certainly working with Gonzaga is allowing us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And certainly from Gonzaga's perspective, we certainly expect and anticipate that many of our undergraduate students and many of our faculty will be involved in as we discuss, new opportunities in biomedical and health-related teaching and research. So that's very exciting for both our student population and our faculty population. And certainly beyond that, again, coming back to the potential economic impact to the Spokane region, Spokane has adopted a healthcare biomedical economic development strategy, and we feel that this partnership and the Regional Health Initiative is really going to work to to advance that in this community?
Well, as a healthcare consumer and somebody who wants to make sure that we have enough doctors, I'm certainly interested in the numbers. One of the things that's also going on is some competition, which WSU is now seeking their accreditation. I just heard, I believe they should be accredited by 2020. There's a new school opening in Boise. How do you see that competition as a? I'm sure you're going to say it's a positive thing, but how do you see that all working together as you look for slots for your students?
Yeah, so I think it's a question that all of us in medical education think about all the time. So here in the state of Washington, we actually have two medical schools. We have the University of Washington. We also have an osteopathic medical school called Pacific Northwest University, which is in Yakima. So we currently have two medical schools. There is a proposed medical school that will open in Idaho, although they're saying that they're going to use a regional approach as well, so would be looking beyond just Idaho for clinical rotations. So I really think it's inherent upon all of us to work with our medical communities to continue to grow and expand the clinical opportunities that are available. We also know that once you finish medical school, you can't go out and practice medicine until you do a residency. So we also need to continue to expand our residency training opportunities, which also takes up clinical resources. The physician assistant training here in the state of Washington has expanded. The nurse practitioner training has expanded. All of those programs utilize really the same clinical resources to do that training. So we're all going to have to work together on how do we expand the clinical resources available, because we all want high-quality providers to be taking care of us.
Like most problems, once you solve one bottleneck, which was perhaps the number of students actually being able to get into medical school, you find another one. And I think I can see that one coming up with the clinical rotations and residency slots. I'll have to find another guest to come in and talk just specifically about that. But.
And to Suzanne's point, I think she used a couple of key words there. There are some challenges in creating these opportunities for our students, but it also really presents an opportunity to work together and collaborate between the schools in this state and in this region. And Gonzaga, again, and I know the University of Washington joins us, in our approach really has been framed by what's in the best interest of this region. And the potential for two medical schools in our city really creates an opportunity for this region, and it's incumbent on all of us to take full advantage of the opportunity.
That cooperation is always going to get us a lot farther. Although competition kind of spurs on a little I can do anything better than you kind of attitude, which is a good thing. It makes everybody work to their peak. So students are going to be on campus this fall at Gonzaga.
Correct.
And what can they expect to see when they walk into campus? The Schoenberg Center, remind me, that's the one that used to be the museum, and it's...
Yes.
Okay.
It used to be the museum. It's on our campus. I think what the students can anticipate is certainly a very welcoming environment onto the campus of Gonzaga University. As I mentioned, Gonzaga will be providing a full range of student support services. I think that they'll appreciate our campus. I believe that there is a lot of excitement among the incoming medical students about being on our campus. Certainly, there are some very practical things to get done, such as some preparing the building for medical education, and we'll be certainly actively and quickly working on those over the course of the next few months. But the community is excited to welcome the medical students.
Are you helping them find housing? And I mean, there's a lot of new housing going up around the U District. Has that been an issue for students as they've contacted the university?
So from our side, the students have not really asked a lot of questions about where should we live. Typically, the incoming class usually contacts the students that are already there and say, hey, so where do you guys live? Where should we live? So I know that our current students who are currently on the River Point campus are very excited to moving across the river onto the Gonzaga campus, truly having that university setting that they can be in. And so I know that they're working with the incoming students on best places to live in Spokane. So,
okay.
Right. And to your point, there is much new development in the area, right around the Gonzaga campus. The medical students will not be housed on our campus. That's reserved for our undergraduate student population. But there are more and more opportunities quite close to campus.
I think we've all seen the new construction of the apartments going up along there. So as we come to a close here, what can people look forward to in this next year? What should be looking for in the news as the next good news out of this alliance?
Well, I think the most exciting thing to look forward to is in the fall when the Gonzaga community welcomes the University of Washington School of Medicine students.
I'll expect to see announcements for some big party then. You'll have to really invite them in. And Dr. Allen, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, we're certainly looking forward to being on the campus, but we're also looking forward to the opportunities that this really provides us. So working together with Gonzaga on how do we continue to advance research in the area? How do we continue to improve the health of Spokane and the greater region? I think we can do a lot together.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to seeing good things come out of this alliance, and we'll keep an eye out for your next big announcements.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining me.
Better Health with Sulani Matson is produced in Spokane, Washington, by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Better Health is brought to you in part by Frontier Institute. Ask Sulani a question, recommend a guest or topic, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Cheers to better health. Thanks for listening. Are you or someone you know struggling with Tourette's syndrome? Frontier Institute is conducting a clinical research study of an investigational medication for Tourette's syndrome. An investigational medicine is yet not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. To see if you or someone you know qualifies for this study, call 509-458-2405. That's 509-458-2405. Frontier Institute.